Blog Talk Radio.
In a world where everything is changing every day, but one thing remains the same. God, you still win me over. Your mercies are new every morning, God. Your love never changes.
like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be, growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Inspiration Factory. This is an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Run by, dreamed up by, and controlled, well, partially controlled, to be taking a little control off of, by none other than author Larry Maddox, also known as For Real the Poet. Tonight you have your humble host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. What's going on, Van?
Hey, hey, what's happening, Paul? Doing pretty good, man. How about yourself?
I'm doing as good as I can be, you know. As always, life throws some lemons at you. You just got to make lemonade and keep it going.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I appreciate you taking over the realm right now while I'm doing my little driving. But either way, I was going to be here.
Absolutely.
I'm looking
glad
forward
to have you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Despite what Danielle says, I like being there. I'm going to get
that's right,
that
man.
Later,
that's right.
Okay. You know, I was so nice the other night on her show. I can't do it. I got to get something in on her. I got to do it. But I'm looking forward to tonight. I need this tonight. Just somebody spit something uplifting. Elevate somebody. Uplift somebody. Bless somebody. Give a confirmation to somebody through your spit. You know? That's what we're here for. So, with that being said, we're going to get things started by doing as we always do. Opening up with a word of prayer. And my brother, if you wouldn't mind, because you bring us in so eloquently most Sundays, unless I get chosen to do it. Would you mind bringing us in this evening?
Absolutely. It'd be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to you asking forgiveness for any sins that we have committed against you, O Lord. Father God, we ask that you extend your grace and mercy upon us one more time, Lord God. And Father God, I don't want to take for granted, we don't want to take for granted the little blessings that you bestow upon us every day. For those of us that operate motor vehicles, we get into our cars and we drive with the intent of making it from our home to our destination and back home again. Because, Father God, tragically every day, not everyone gets to do this. People lose their lives behind these automobiles that we drive, Father God. And, Father, I, for one, am thankful that you see fit to allow me to live yet one more day. One more day to get it right. One more day to praise and worship you. One more day to reach out to a brother or a sister who may be sick and shut in. One more day to hug my kids. One more day to open my eyes and see the glory that you have given us. One more day just to say thank you. One more day to eat nourishment and put food in our bodies so we can do your will. One more day to just be able to just be what you have called us to be, Lord. One more day. Father God, for that we thank you. Father God, we lift up all the callers, the listeners, the hosts, because, Lord, we all need your help. In some form or fashion, we need you, Lord. And we are reaching out to you, extending our hands up to you, Lord, asking for you to help us where we need help. Bless us where we need to be blessed. Teach us where we need to be taught. Inspire us where we need to be inspired. Father God, at school, some states has already, kids have already gone back to school. Mine go back next week. So, Lord, I want to lift up our children to you, Lord. We have no idea what the school year is going to bring. There's already been a report in Georgia where a student, first day of school, brought a gun to school. High school student. Father God, protect our children, Lord God. They wake up, they go to school, expecting to come back home. but Satan has other plans. And some, Lord, you allow and some you don't. But for whatever the reason is, Lord, it is your will. So, Father God, we want to continue to praise and worship you in spirit and in truth. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, man. Wow. These days, it seems like you can pray for hours and still miss somewhere that needs to be prayed over. Unfortunately, there's so much going on in the world that you don't know what to focus on. It's hard. But we do our part. And the next man will pick up where we left off. I appreciate you for bringing us in prayer, my brother.
It's my pleasure. To God be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There's so many thoughts running through my head right now. But I'm not going to dwell on me. We're going to start off with some poetry. How's that sound? So, Van, my brother, if you don't mind starting us off, and then when you finish your piece, I should be to my next destination, and I'll be able to do mine.
Absolutely.
All righty, then. I wish you could have just seen the site that I just saw, folks. Past me, but I'm not going to comment on that. I'm going to leave that one alone. But, Pam, the mic is yours, sir.
This piece is called A Different Lemonade. Cursed are the wicked, for in this violent world it's time for demons to be evicted. Go back to hell from whence thee came. Shake and tremble at Jesus' name. Remove yourself from the presence of the redeemed. Thine wicked ways are no longer wanted to be seen. Flee this land. Run, 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 and be gone, exercising your release. You are no longer welcome. Please forget everything and everyone you've plagued this day. The blood of Christ is already lifting your ugly curses. So I say, Satan, come claim your imps. You are not God. Take thy wimps. Back to Hades you go. Burn in your own vomit. Just go before the angels of heaven remind you why you were kicked out. You've done enough damage to the minds of the saints. Get out. At least while you still have a chance. Shall we dance? Because I'm armed and dangerous with God's mighty word and an enormous amount of prayers, with healers and soothsayers, reminding me that victory is ours, and vengeance belongs to our Lord as he devours the enemy and his demons. Now tell me, Satan, how do you like those lemons? And that's that piece.
I don't think he liked it very much. I like that bear. Is that a fresh piece?
Fresh piece, just wrote it tonight.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd heard that before, but I like that. I like a lot.
Thank you. And, to God be the glory. I had help.
Yes,
I had
sir.
Help, you know.
Oh, okay. Well, you know, we allow that. We allow that. Matter of fact, we encourage it because I know where you got your help from.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You went to our daddy helped you right there.
You know? Sure did.
And we definitely encourage that. Because when he guides your pen, there is no doubt that what you're about to share was meant for somebody. Whether you know it or not, it was meant for somebody. It's going to touch somebody. It's going to meet somebody where they need to be met. So that's why I encourage this. Just allow him to guide the pen. You know? He gave it to him. I think he knows best how to use it. Beautiful thing about him. One of the beautiful things about him is you can't number the beautiful things about him. The waymaker, he's everything. That's the easiest way to do it. You can cheat there and just hit everything. That way you cover everything.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me
pull this piece up,
and I'm just pulling up to the stop. So let me pull this piece up real quick, and we can keep things moving right along. Is this the one I wanted? Yes. If it isn't, it's the one I want to do. So it must be the one that I was supposed to do. And this piece is called Surrender.
Mic is yours.
I guess you might have to unmute my mic. This is a word that has been resonating in my mind for the last week or so. One that is echoing and reverberating, causing me to rethink some things, making me really look within to see if I have truly surrendered to my King. Have I truly given up my grip of everything? And sadly, if I'm honest to myself, I must say no. I realize there are still some things I need to command to go. I cannot be of use to the kingdom and still walk in the darkness of this land. I must surrender everything in order to be a God-pleasing man. I must surrender my all to the great I am. I must surrender friendships. I must surrender love. I must surrender what I hold dearest to my heart. And only then can my true walk with God be true, and my pleasing a holy God start. In retrospect, when I think of all he surrendered for one as pathetic as me, I should gladly, boldly, willingly surrender my all to be completely set free. And nothing I surrender could be anywhere close to what he has already surrendered for me. Continue with communion with the Father. The experience of a heavenly home. His very life upon that hill at Gethsemane. An avenue to salvation for eternity. And he surrendered it all for me. And did so lovingly. So how can I still hold tight to what displeases him? How can I praise him and yet walk in sin? How can I not surrender and allow his healing to begin? It can only be if I am weak in faith, if I become lazy and take shortcuts in this race. It can only happen when I turn aside and ignore his face, landing me in this, my world of disgrace. So I say, look deep, oh, get past your fear, and surrender it all. Look deep and with his eyes and surrender before, God forbid, he returns and then it's too late, and to hell ye shall surely fall. Surrender everything today. Right now, this moment, before your final call. Boom.
Wow. I don't know if you meant to end that like that. Surrender today before your final call. If you were trying to urge our Muslim brethren and sisters to consider. I don't know if you meant that, but that was a dynamic piece, Paul. Very prolific. Very prolific.
Yeah. And you know, you know who is responsible for that. The only one that can cause you to express something that advances his kingdom, that aids in the advancement of his kingdom, definitely have to give him his praise, his praise. It's humbling to be able to be used by him. And I know you feel the same way. But it's a humbling experience.
Yes, it is.
And honorable, you know. But to God be the glory. But yes, we see things every day. Loved ones, friends, passing over daily. And you guys already know what I've been going through as far as losing people. There's nothing worse, I don't think, than to lose someone, particularly someone that's close to you. But we should feel this way towards all God's children, but particularly to someone close to you, that you can't say without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to heaven. Because you didn't share the word, or you didn't plant a seed. That's one of those things that would haunt you the rest of your life if you have a conscience. Because you know what they have in store for them. Times are changing. We have to change. We have to pick up the pace. We got to share the word, share the love. And if you can't do it verbally, do it by the path that you walk. Do it by your life. Let your actions show someone to the throne of God. Okay.
Amen.
Pardon me. I'm going to get off that soapbox. I'm going to get off that soapbox. Oh, man. It's just so much. Anyway. Ben, I'm almost positive that we've got some hands raised out there and some people ready to share something. So what say you that we open the mics and let's keep it moving?
Absolutely. First on the mic, we got none other than our good brother, Brother O. What's good, Brother O?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, my brother. How about yourself?
I'm doing good.
Brother O, let's go
ahead,
my brother. And you sound a little bit better than something I was reading from you earlier. I think it was earlier today.
Right.
I can understand going through what you're going through. It's got to weigh heavily upon you at times. I mean, I'm flabbergasted at the strength that you've shown thus far. But if you don't mind for just one quick second, I would just like to have a moment of your time. Heavenly Father, I know you heard the plea of your son before I even read that plea. Father God, he has already placed his life in your hands, Father. So we need you now, Lord, to just continue to empower this man, to give him the strength to deal with what he has to deal with. Let him see joy that the more cumbersome that burden gets, the closer you are to your breakthrough. Father God, let us look at this breakthrough that's right around the corner for this brother. Give him just that little bit to finish this race, Father. Use him as your living testimony. We'll be sure to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory that's through your precious name. For it's in the name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Brother O, you come too far this by faith, my brother. And don't stumble now. You've got a whole family out there of support. Reach out. Brother, you there?
Yeah, Shane,
I won't begin to think that I could understand what you go through on a day-to-day basis. I've seen you go through this far. So I know you've got help with your walk. Just lean on them. Call on them. brought you this far and trust, like you said, he's brought you this far to give up on you now. So take courage
yep.
of that, my brother.
Okay.
So what is it that you brought to uplift yourself and to uplift us this evening, my brother?
Well, this is a...
Mike is yours, Ken.
Dear brothers and sisters, I've currently hospital away in the heart hospital in Indianapolis in 9 months now. About being away from my friends, possess the faith, wait on a major to happen for you. God did not give faith while waiting on the new heart. Many of you about enduring the process, I know I would want. Some of you couldn't your period of solitude, quick transformation in your brothers and sisters. I was because God knows faith hard to come and handle the over way afterwards. It's this hospitalization that's right. I'm truly grateful that my health has remained stable. I'm blessed care here at the hospital from the dedicated nurses and on my unit. I'm truly blessed to have my true friends and family to check up on me. Blessed to have a very strong support system was there taking care of my knee, my heart transplanted. Blessed to have real people who and see this process through. The ability to continue to show voices behind, continue to write poems, the ability to while I'm here in the hospital. I'm live on Facebook while on my extended that would be between 12 and the ability to remain active and promote while still be that day. After I lost my girlfriend unexpectedly in the morning, shortly before my birthday, and established friendships that will blossom into a great relationship with one. Once I'm fully recovered from my heart transplant, see, there are several women waiting for me to take them out and treat them like queens, and a special one is waiting for me to meet her in person. I'm blessed to have stability and peace in my season of solitude from the outside world. I'm blessed to learn relaxation techniques have important stamina, strength, and balance with this. Maintain consistency in my diet and my levels of physical activity to experience the abundance of opportunity, expanded gifts and talents. My heart transplant, and that's that peace.
So I'm glad to hear about that peace, brother, that you haven't given up. I see that you know what needs to be done, and you're doing it because you've made it this far. Now you do know that there's support out there. You do know that you're going through this. I guess it's a trial, a test. And it's also an inspiration mm-hmm. for others. and see you.
Right.
I appreciate that piece. It shows that you're still fighting that fight. That's what I like. Appreciate you for that piece, bro.
No problem.
You there, man?
Yeah, brother. Oh, yeah, I'm here. I was on mute. Forgive me.
I was going to say, you doing a Gina Storm?
Something like that. I was going to say, Brother O, God knows your heart. So he orchestrated you to release this piece unto the masses. People definitely needed to hear it. We needed to hear it. But more importantly, it's like a conversation with you and God, you know? And you land, and you just landed out there. But I appreciate your transparency always, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing what you're doing.
All right. And we're still sitting here along with you waiting for that praise report.
Mm-hmm.
You'd call in on that Sunday and say, well, my brothers and sisters, I got a new heart. Hey, hallelujah. We stand
Amen.
In agreement with you on that. And
yeah.
We're just waiting for that testimony.
Oh, yes.
You're not the only one on pins and needles.
Oh,
we're waiting right along with you, my brother. Waiting expectantly because we too trust in the Almighty. All right, my brother, we're going to send you to the praise lounge and bring on these next callers. But once again, I truly appreciate you coming through with that dynamic piece. And I'm hoping you're going to hang out with us and listen to what the rest of the callers have to say.
Having this platform for me to do my portion while I'm still in the hospital.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about this. We can do it wherever we take our phones.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's it.
Beautiful thing to have this technology is a good thing, I think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, my brother, you hang on in there and continue listening in. One love, one mic. God bless you.
One love, one mic, brother. God bless you.
One love, one mic. Thank y'all.
I tell you, Brother O always inspires me. That's a good example of how you just persevere through whatever life brings to you, trusting in God and staying in good spirits, still wanting to inspire someone else. All righty, so. And I'm pretty sure that Brother O is not the only person that calls into the Inspiration Factory that brings inspiration or things along those lines. So what say you, we open the next mic and see who we have on the line.
Absolutely. Next up on the line, ladies and gentlemen, we have C-34 Music, y'all.
All right. They're coming
What's
through.
What's up, C-Double?
They're coming through tonight. C-Double.
Well, I'm doing well. Poetic, you know I'm going to get on you for the Nate Dogg prayer that you did.
My man.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know I
absolutely.
Noticed that stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I had to break you out of your melancholy lounge jacket, Nat King Cole type of voice.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah.
Appreciate
Not
you.
Not the Nat.
I have my cat on my lap. Like, dude,
man.
Are you okay?
That's my brother.
Divine Inspiration, how are you doing tonight?
I'm hanging in there. Feeling better by the minute. That's the beautiful
yeah.
thing about this platform.
That's it. That's exactly what it's about.
Yes, sir. This platform and just being with God. Like-minded children of God, you know. I feel better. So I
That's
thank you
good.
For coming through and helping to bring me out of whatever it was I was in.
And as for Brother O, I pray that his heart is not made of saline or silicone, and that it, his new heart pumps, showing that he's one of God's own.
Amen. I don't think there's a chance of that happening with the faith that he has exhibited to this point. And the amount of prayers that I know to cover that brother, I know he's going to come out, man. Look at here. If he's the way he is laying in a bed, can you imagine what he's going to be like when he's up and running, around, ripping and running?
I mean, seriously.
And I'm looking forward to seeing that day.
Yes, sir.
Yep, exactly.
C double.
Yes, sir.
I know that you enjoy, you know, busting it up with us and you called it to socialize with us. But I also know that there's another reason that you called tonight. That maybe perchance there was something you wanted to share with us.
I am looking at this piece that I know I wrote about maybe 7 years ago, before I knew about Epiphany, before I knew about all these other platforms and stuff. And I'm hoping this fits for tonight.
Well, tonight's open mic, so I'm pretty sure it just might fit in there somewhere. But, you know, when we play these shows in, things that we don't think fit. God has a way of pulling everything together. So with that being said, I'm going to shut my mic down and let you have a mic, sir.
Thank you. This piece is called Do You Want Barabbas? In this courtroom, to those speaking on behalf of the criminal defendants, the falsely proclaimed victimized, I pose to you this question. Do you want Barabbas? Because in this case, my fellow jurors in theory have decided the outcome. It seems that the plaintiffs suing and countersuing aren't as innocent as judgments heard here have been based on personal emotions, first takes and impressions, edited versions for television, to wit, to where the innocent one here becomes guilty as charged. Do you want Barabbas set free? The stone-cold murderer of justice in your eyes to walk the lines, out into society to commit more crimes, to generate more revenue. I'm telling you, compelling truths. He should have known better, had a hold on his anger. He was a bully, burning heart, intimidator, Dale Earnhardt. Was he born in this state of mind? Was he blind? Was he not taught to recognize authority in the street life? Inspect the evidence and ask yourself why he tried to grab a cop's gun before he was beaten to the ground. Please, for the love of Christ, bring the passion in this argument. The criminal has no love for his fellow men. I see both sides of the fences of segregation as mainstream media keeps pulling out loose ends, making us puppets. Hanging on the strings, we let our fingers in the time do the walk, tweeting, never stopping to think critically, intricately. We make decisions by experience and how we feel. The race is not given from God for us to stay in our pride, not given to the swift, the rich, the mixed, surgically gendered, the black or the white. It's for those who endure to the end. Since I don't agree with all of you, I hear you shout, off with his head. Do you want Barabbas causing malicious actions in your palaces and mansions, a malicious character? You cannot manage over the Christ that brings eternal life, love, and happiness instead. No more questions. My closing arguments, I rest. In peace.
Wow. You say that was 7 years ago?
7 years ago. Yep.
That's a powerful piece, particularly the Barabbas references. Wow. That's about all I can say on this one. Wow. That's an awesome piece. And it definitely it is appropriate for tonight.
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate it.
No, thank you. Man, do you have anything for that?
Yeah, that was 7 years ago, but it was right time for right now. You know, just don't hurt nobody as you're resting your case, but that was a dynamic piece.
I think I've been watching too much Judge Mathis, Judge Joe Brown.
yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I think that's what
Joe Brown don't play.
Yeah, yeah. He's been telling too much truth. I better leave him alone.
Well, they say the truth don't hurt, but I beg to differ.
Yes, I beg to differ. So I thank you both for letting me vibe with you on here. I pray for all the poets before and the poets after me.
Thank you, good brother.
Appreciate you coming through, my brother.
Yes.
One love, one
thank
mic.
You.
God bless you.
One love, one,
one
mic.
Love, one mic to the both of you. Thank you very much. One love, one mic.
I tell you, C-Double never comes through and disappoints. He's always been a powerful addition to the Inspiration Factory. But I didn't expect anything less than powerful from him anyway. He kind of has that reputation.
Yeah, he does.
So let me say we keep things going, though, man.
Oh, man, absolutely. Next up on the mic, Amelia T. Davis. Greetings, Amelia.
Pamela is in earshot range, so if y'all wanted to shout her out because she didn't hear you last week, she's right here right now.
He's just looking like,
what is mom talking about? Like, I got, because I was telling her, I said, because you want to go out. And I said, remember last time the poet said, we love you, Pamela. Don't be mad at us, Pamela. I said, well, it's poetry night right now, Pamela, so you're going to have to wait. And don't be mad at the poets. So that's why I was trying to get you guys to say something. But, okay, I'm tucked away in my room. So I can...
I barked at her. I was speaking to her in her language.
Yeah, and she looked at you like, I understand language way better than bark. But anyway... I too decided to pull from my archives, and this is like really, really old.
But when you say really, really old, is that like Van Meadows old, or is that more like a For Real the Poet old?
That's
Paul,
like
don't leave yourself
pre-
out of that. Paul, don't leave yourself out of that.
Yeah, I saw that. Since he's above all of us, yeah, right. But this
right,
actually,
right.
This actually,
well, I'm the baby in the box.
No, out you're not. Van, okay, out of all the names you called, Van is the youngest out of all of us. And you would be the senior ranking member. So, okay, try to throw us up under the bus, but not.
Van, wasn't you supposed to mute her mic?
Nope.
But...
All right, guilty as charged, Amelia.
But anyway, no, I mean, like, this predates me on radio. This is like a poem that was pretty much written prior to. I want to say something that you guys don't know, and probably I think even 99% of all poets do not know about me. Now, y'all have heard me talk about Debbie. Debbie's stepfather, who was very much like a dad to me, ended up dying from cancer, but he was a writer. He wrote for the film industry back in the day, and he would read my poems. I would send them to him because we didn't have email. It was regular mail after I moved here. And he said to me, don't ever stop writing. And he now, of course, is up in the heavenly realm. I say that because this was a poem that was sent to him, okay? Here we go. Without further ado, it's called Pondering the Light. Stars, planets pondering the light. Stars, planets, galaxies, heaven above. What a magnificent glory that of our Lord. The saving grace that has become man. Come to touch our souls, all mankind, to bring us out of darkness into the light. Sins are forgotten, slate forever wiped clean. Soul and flesh alike are healed and set anew. Sadness turned into gladness. Reborn the glory of the light. Refreshing thirst of souls forever quenched. A new day has dawned. He has come into the world, Lord of lords, glory, King of my soul. He brings gifts inconceivable by man's intellect, a strength and force to cast the darkness into fire, set the light abounding to the world, captives set free of dismay. God's love overflowing. Jesus is the truth and the light. He is the way, the everlasting. Our Father has forgiven us his statutes so we may be led to the truth. They are wondrous and beautiful indeed. Am humbly by all your words, my Lord and God, righteous and true, a spring to quench the thirst of a soul in need. Your words light my way in this path called life. So fabulous is your merciful love given without conditions. I ponder your words and seek to live them out daily. Your loving kindness is beautiful and pure. My Lord, thank you for all that has been bestowed upon me. Glory be your name now and forever. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. In peace.
Wow. Yes, thank the gentleman that suggested that you don't stop writing. I think you might want to take heed to what he said. That was an early piece, so I like listening to early pieces because then you can gauge the changes that a person has undergone in their writing and their deliveries or in whatever they do over the years. So I love it when we pull out the old ones and mix them with the new ones. So thank you so much for coming through with that, Amelia. And for giving us a taste of the past.
My pleasure. And, you know, consider where I was, like, physically I was in Houston, but all the factors that were at play at that moment in time and where I'm at right now. Little did I believe that I would be on the radio doing poetry. I had no concept of that whatsoever. And yes, may he forever rest in heaven. I appreciate your words, Paul.
Oh, my pleasure. Damn.
Yeah, this was a nice piece, Amelia. Necessary. And you said this piece was how old?
I would gauge it around possibly 18 years old.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that. And I hope that it brought a smile to the person who told you to stop writing in heaven. Great work.
Thank you. Yeah, I had just only a few years prior moved to Houston. I was actively married. My son was up north. I certainly, as I said, never once believed I would be here on the radio. It was really, like I said, more of a private poem written to me and my Heavenly Father, and said, oh, let me go send this to my pretend dad in Christ. I know how he likes my poetry. And, I do pray that he is smiling up there somewhere. And situation and circumstance I'm in today, you know. So God bless both of you. I really appreciate the words. Much love,
bless you as well.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow. 17-year-old piece, and she really did dig in the archives.
Yeah.
Our piece just a few years younger than I. Bam, we have some more callers, don't we? Let me change the subject
real
quick.
Yes, sir. Next up on the mic, we got my go-go brother, East Coast, Mr. Automatic Charismatic.
What's happening, bro? Yeah. I'm going to cry because the anointing, the blessing, your name is free and to buy inspiration and style. So when I say freestyle, I'm talking about y'all like a tag team. Y'all tagging each other in the mat, fighting all the evil that God has armored you. You know, y'all just like y'all wrestling all the demons. You know, you tag them in with all that freestyle coming out with the explosion. I feel like Jim Ross talking about freestyle.
Damn.
Not Jim Ross,
I almost
bro. Not Jim Ross.
Open David Michael.
Not Jim
yes,
Ross.
Yes.
But
yes.
I forgot
you know.
What day of the week this was.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah, yeah.
You know, look. God gave you a gift. Don't act like you ain't got it. You got it. Y'all just be perpetrating. A perpetrate on God now. Come on now. Can I get an amen? I want to say to Brother O, we're praying for you, brother. Get well, brother. I've been in the hospital. I fought for my life, and I'm still here, brother, and you're going to make it. My mother told me this. My mom said, you speak things into existence. My mom is a bishop, grew up in the church. God's no respecter of persons. What he's done for others, do for you. I want to say that.
Amen.
Free and style, freestyle, freestyle. You know, I don't know why I even call myself a freestyler when the anointing's right there in my face. You know, I don't know.
And with that being said,
I want to say that I have my best friend on the line, my biggest supporter, my fiance. The one I'm going to marry is online. She's on mute. She's supporting me. Like she always do.
That's
you know?
All right, brother.
That's
why
I love
right.
her so much. You know what I mean? So I'm going to shout her out. Probably playing her game right now.
All right.
Yeah. So, I'm on freestyle. Of course, because, you know, I got to, because y'all here. I had to step my game up. I hear y'all, you know.
Mic is yours.
Okay. I'm going to say, it's the name of this piece, freestyle piece. God, you are my everything. God. Everything is what you have brought to me to be something positive. You brought her into my life. She is my best friend. God, you give her a moment that she overstands. She look at me with many possibilities. She is my best friend. She's on the line to look at my shine. I just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we come close down the line, and I take the blessings was given to me. You say what is mine. A shining moment. Can I be an inspiration to somebody? Somebody who felt like they were written off. Best friend in the wing. Maybe it could be a woman to feel like a queen, as a man feel like a king. It's a blessing. It's a thank you. Saved by God's grace. And with tears, don't want to feel out of place, but I have to. Thank you so much. The days that I fought for my life, but right now, I can look ahead. Why? Because you gave me a vision. With my ears, I am always willing to listen. Your love is like my addiction. So when I think about you, God, everything I mentioned, you have been there for me. When people wrote me off, when people said I wasn't smart enough, when people laughed at me, people made a mockery of me. You said that I am special. I am to a higher level. And everything that love is in the session. But all these blessings I'm already enjoying heaven. This automatic charismatic lyrical entity gives in the morning if I've been dry.
All right. That was a very needed piece there, right there. It's an important thing that we do thank God and let him know that we recognize his hand in so much of our lives.
Thank you. Thank you, Free Stylist. Thank you. Free and Stylist.
Thank you for bringing
you.
That.
I appreciate that. The anointing. Can I play the organ, please? Because I feel like play every time I hear you freestyle, it's I want to play organs. You know, I went to church, we start dancing the aisle. Dun, 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 dun. I know y'all.
Man, don't
you
have a comment on
his shoes? I know you have your dancing shoes on. I hope you got your dancing shoes.
I do got a comment on the piece. I'm glad you had your fiance here to hear you shine as you eloquently freestyled in the piece. God he is no respecter of person, like you say it. Hey. So go ahead and keep shining for the Lord, brother. Keep shining for the Lord.
Amen, amen. You know, he's no respecter of persons. I can freestyle, y'all definitely can freestyle. Can I get a hallelujah that the anointing is in the building? I said, woo. I just want to thank you, freestylers. But always just, I know you can do it. I know you don't want to overwhelm people with your talent. I know, hold on, the blessing train is coming. Woo, woo. Yeah, hold on now. All right, I know you want to get on the blessing train. You know, come on. All right. You know, I had to evacuate the building because when I hear that freestyles come out, y'all, the whole earth going to shake. I mean, it's tremors. I mean.
That might have just been gas.
Yeah, it might have been.
But look,
might have been.
Well, look. Automatic, we got to do a station identification.
All right,
so we're
going
to send you to
now.
The praise lounge. But as always, appreciate you coming through. God bless you, my brother. One love, one mic.
My love, this is the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. I should will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen.
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 One love, one mic, bro.
One love, one mic. One love, one mic.
God bless
you. God bless you.
Bless.
Hello. I will say this about the brother Automatic. He's consistent. But, ladies and gentlemen, if you're still here, that means you've got about 45 minutes till we go into overtime. And you need to call in 319-527-6300 before that time if you want to continue on with us. You are listening to The Inspiration Factory, an offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network, and Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got mine. Yo, Van, you got yours?
I got mine, brother. I definitely got
right.
mine.
I know, that's right. Well, let me see. Do we got any other hands raised up here?
Yes, sir. We have.
Number hand raised? No, oh, no, it's 405. Okay, my bad.
Yeah, that's Mr. Metaphoria coming to the Inspiration Factory. What's good, my brother?
All right.
Paul,
what's
going playing with me, Paul. I come in here cussing. He ain't through
yeah,
with me
you
yet.
Won't.
I want to say real quick, you know, thank you for the small blessings that God gives us, that he got Automatic Charismatic off the mic. I just want to thank him. It really had done something for my spirit on this Sunday night. I want to say we need to you know, a couple of church announcements. We need to take up a collection for Sister Bernice. You know, we all know she got a wooden leg, and she just found out she got a bad case of termites at the house, so she's getting short about a day. So if we could pass the plate around to help Sister Bernice. And we want to apologize for Deacon Jones during communion. I promise he thought he took his high blood pressure medication. It was also a blue pill, but he grabbed a wrong bottle. Oh, goodness. Sorry for the ladies that he knocked their hats off when he was walking down through the aisle, but he, you know, it was an honest mistake. It really was. He was just trying to stay healthy and keep his heart going right. He just grabbed the wrong pill, so y'all just, you know, don't judge. You know, he who would I see in can throw the first rock, so y'all better put them rocks down. That's all I'm saying. Yeah, those are the church, and we only had them two announcements this week. But how you fellas doing?
Doing good, bro. How you doing?
Oh, I can't complain, man. Just wanted to come through and have some clean to semi-clean fun. Could you imagine that happening to you in church? You mess around and took the wrong pill, and then when they get up for the benediction. You know, you're going around and shaking hands, and all the Ursula's looking at you a little bit differently on that Sunday. Just saying. I'm going to just say it that way.
When he came out with that blue pill thing and the mental imagery or something like that, I had to mute my phone.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness. Only somebody especially blessed as they would even go there.
Well, you know, you got to have fun with stuff sometimes. You know, a lot of people don't get that. You just look at the bright side of everything. You know, don't even lean on your ailments. We all got ailments. Don't lean on your problems. We all got problems. But one beautiful thing about having them, you woke up. You know, the only way you can have pain, the only way you can have problems, all this, you got to be woke. Everybody didn't wake up this morning, so just be happy when you wake up and your back hurts. Say, "Woo, thank you, Lord, I can feel that pain in my back," and keep pushing.
I told that to someone once, and they thought I was a little crazy. I told them, like, "I'm grateful to be in pain."
Yeah. You're still here. You know, you get
that's
the
right. Still here.
So yeah, you got it. And enjoy your life when you hear the good book say, "Make a joyful noise unto the Lord." That come in many ways. That ain't just singing a song, clapping hands, or patting your feet. There's many ways, you know. Your life's too short to not be enjoying. Enjoy yourself.
Absolutely. And yeah. You know, you're right, Dave. Sometimes people do take life and take everything just a tad bit too seriously. You got to lighten up a little bit.
You know, and be careful what you pray. And when you pray for stuff, that you really need. Don't be praying, you know, that Sister Johnson get a divorce from her husband because you like Brother Johnson and stuff like that. That ain't cool. You know, you got to pray for stuff you really need. You know, that ain't it one of the commandments say you ain't supposed to covet? Thou shalt not covet. Ain't that one of them 10? See, yes, I read some of the books. See, y'all ain't think I read part of it. Yeah.
Oh, I know you did.
I don't know all the others. I know it's one of them I have a lot of trouble with. One verse is about it.
We're not going to ask about that one, Dave.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be, you know, giving my testimony. That way, I didn't listen to all these people talk about broken high heel shoes and all kinds of stuff, and I can't give my testimony on hip hop. Okay.
You can give part of your testimony. Your testimony is censored.
Yeah, I got to come with restrictions. So, okay, I see how it is.
Yeah.
I need to go over there with your message.
You forget, Dave, we know you.
You know,
some confessions is between you and God, and then others you share with other people.
I came to share my woes with y'all, and now I got to hold them to myself. Whoa, look at here.
He's funny, Dave.
He's good, though. Yeah. Hey, man, ain't he good? He's good.
He real good.
I know I hadn't swung through here in a minute. I think I would call and give y'all a little hard time. Normally, I'd be drunk on Sunday nights, but I took the night off, so I'd come through here and mess with y'all. I know it's probably for people listening. I cannot believe he said he'd be drunk on the Inspiration Factor, but listen, God know what I do, and I could care less. Would anybody got something to say about me? Because they ain't got but one judge in this life and the next.
And that's the nicest way I could put it without really being, you know, without saying some stuff. But, you know, just, hey.
Go ahead, speak it better for you.
Yeah, I'm just saying, people got to enjoy life more. You know, just, don't stay stuck up in the house, worry about what's out there. You know, everything happening in your life is already pre-written. You just ain't knew it yet. And you got one time to expire. The way it's already written too.
Yep.
So just enjoy yourself. All this, I got this. COVID's still around, and now they got this gorilla pox out and all this.
The monkey pox.
When I first heard about monkey pox, I thought it was a different condition. I can't say here what I thought it was, but, you know, you could read between the lines. Monkey pox. Yeah, thank you. Sometimes you got to hear what a man's saying without him having to say it. You know, that's what I thought it was, but then I found out it wasn't. I got scared when I heard that. When I first thought, I thought, "Oh my goodness!" But yes, I was very relieved to hear that it's not what it is. Or to the corner store to get some penicillin. One of the two, or some Blue Star Army or something.
Right.
You know, Mike was gonna slide through here and ask, "Can y'all send me some miracle oil?" Like the white dude to be on TV at night with miracle water, talking people talking about they got $100 million check the next morning. Ooh, boy, some folk can lie. Oh, some folk can lie. And everybody on that commercial line. But I tell you, sometimes at night, boy, when them pockets get real thin, I'll be watching that commercial like, you know what? It's just $800 number. See if I can get me a $50,000 check. Send me that little packet of spring water.
let me send in my last dollar.
you know, just, hey. Wish I could have been that man that hit the lotto. He won that $1.2 billion or whatever it was. I tell you what, if I had won that, you would not be hearing me on this show right now. I wouldn't even have a Facebook page no more.
I wouldn't want that. I wouldn't want to.
You wouldn't want to win the lotto?
I'd lose my mind. I wouldn't want that much money. No.
Well, I tell you what, Paul, I done almost lost mine a few times broke, so if I'm going to lose it rich, let's get it. You know, let's go be it. I'm willing to take the risk. I've seen them show we're talking about the lottery made my life miserable. Well, let me try that one. You know, I ain't never had that misery before. I want to try a dose of that. I mean, but me personally, I would give away a whole bunch of that money. I don't need that much money to live life of all my wildest dreams, you know. So you have to win.
That'd be too much temptation for me to handle. I got to stay in my lane.
Oh, well, me knowing me, I know I would fall into the temptation. That whole first week, it'd be a lot of cocaine and white women. And the cocaine ain't for me. It's for the white women.
Jesus. Take the wheel.
Man,
I thought pretended that you didn't see that hand raised.
To say it, you're supposed to celebrate your increase, so that's the way I would celebrate my increase.
You celebrate your increase,
bro. New meaning to the word celebrating.
Yeah, you know, you can get them on TikTok. That's where you can order them from. And Instagram, they all over there all day.
No, Barry, you told me that folks in Oklahoma about to be blessed with some more comedy. Pretty soon, coming up. You hear anything about that?
Yeah, got a few shows coming up. I tell you what, a lot of these poets around here need to get in gear. August 20th in Muskogee, Oklahoma, I'll be hosting a show called Poet Wars. And it's not a battle. So, you know, it's not to break each other down, nothing like that. You spit your stuff to the best of your ability, and you get scored by five judges randomly picked out the audience. The thing about it is, first place prize is a big old poetry championship belt and $1,200 cash. And second place, I think is $500, and I think third place is $250. But I can't think of nobody that wouldn't enjoy winning $1,200 cash for doing what they like to do anyway. So hopefully it's a big turnout for that.
Hey, man, you about ready for me to check in New York to see if the Megabus goes out that way? They got cheap bus for that, $1,200.
And look, can I tell you what's even crazier about it? There's no entry fee. You can win that $1,200 for free. You just got to come and last through them three rounds and be the, you know, first place winner. But there's no entry fee.
No,
to perform. I mean, it's entry fee to come watch, but yeah, the performance is a free entry fee. As of that, where that's August 20th. Next weekend, I do have to go do a roast show. This man has contracted me to come up and roast him for about a good hour. It's a couple more roasts too, but I'll be roasting that. Yeah, that's
so
going to be very interesting and a lot of fun. Yeah, yeah.
Well,
and August 27th, I have to host a birthday party.
That's a custom-made job.
Oh, yeah, man, it's a lot of fun. But it's hard work. You know, a lot of people think it's easy to just get up there and clown around. No, it ain't easy entertaining a room full of people. Like you either got it or you don't. And some of us that have it, some nights it's still hard. You know, it takes a lot of work. But, you know, I do believe it was between comedy and poetry because I never wanted to do comedy anyway. Never even had an interest in it. But, you know, fell into it by accident. But turned out I'm, you know, fairly decent at it. Same with poetry. You know, I didn't know I had interest in it and took class in eighth grade one time. But, and that was just, we had to write one poem. I haven't taken any. And see, in Oklahoma, we say tooken. You know, I want you poets getting mad. Tooken ain't a word. Yeah, I ain't tooken. No type of writing classes and no stuff like that. So I feel this was all God-given gifts, you know, because I reached people with it. And, you know, I didn't go learn how to do it. You can learn a talent. You had to be born with a gift.
Yeah, amen. Say it again for him.
So, yeah, you can learn a talent, but you must be born with a gift, and that's a guarantee.
Yes, yes.
And thing about it is, you know,
100%.
You got to share your gift. You know, a lot of people find what they're gifted at and want to put it to the back burner because what somebody else may think or somebody might have to say, listen, I put that space in there for the word I want to say, people. People going to always have something to say, no matter what you do, and they're going to say more when you're doing good than when you're doing bad.
Oh.
So just keep doing you. You got to wake up in the morning, look yourself
right
in the mirror every day and say, if nobody else love me in this world, I love me some me.
Right.
And I don't think this person worth walking this earth and love me more than I love me. That's why you can't hurt my feelings. I love me. Can't make me feel bad. I'm going to sleep well at night and wake up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed in the morning.
Yes.
Keep it going. It's life.
Yeah.
If you got one life to live, you better live it.
Yeah. There's no point in trying to save it. I'll hold it. Yeah.
That's right. And if I could say one
you
more thing,
that
Paul, you quit holding these callers so long and doing all this 45-minute talking per person. People in line waiting and stuff, and you going through these whole renditions with everybody. Just be about 5 minutes and get them on through. You know, treat it like a funeral. You got two 5 minutes, and then we're going to move it on along. You know, some people get long-winded and want to talk.
If that be the case, then shut up and get off.
Birth to current. Yeah, yeah, mute me. Just cut me off, because I get to talk it too. I know how it goes. Just let me hear
one love, one
the little voice
one
on
love, one mic.
Music. One love, one mic. Thank you, man.
Say, man. One love, one mic.
And just like that, poof, he's gone. You got one more caller out there.
Oh. And who do we have coming up next, my brother?
We've got Mama Oladeji.
All right. Hello there, Mama. How are you?
Yeah, because I forgot my memory is gone, but I was so glad that I was behind David Mock because I haven't heard him in a long time. And he's one of the most real persons in this whole world. I really appreciate him.
Yes, indeed.
And I'm here to tell y'all to keep it moving.
Exactly.
My baby,
I know you would appreciate that.
Oh yeah, even though I don't even have nothing to say because I'm just coming from the store, I actually forgot. My memory is really, really gone. So I just want to say I did promise I was going to call, and that's what I wanted to do. And then I got going down the street to the store for some emergency items like hot dog buns. Gotta eat a hot dog with some buns and have fun. So that's my piece now.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I like a good hot dog now. And the right bun? Oh, the right bun will set it off.
Man, you do one of them potato buns?
Oh, my God, yes. I could not, yes.
Potato bread? Do you like potato bread?
I do like potato bread. I sure do.
Okay. I gotta try it then. Well, anyway, young men, so glad that you always keep me in your memories, and I appreciate it so much. But I did forget again. So maybe you better start pinging me, like, the same day.
Okay.
One little day, I just forgot. Didn't even know it was Sunday. Just laying up there with my tweezers, picking my hair on my chin. it's so aggravating when you lose your, when you get a certain age, you start losing some of your feminine charm. And it's one of the most aggravating things in the world. It makes you forget everything. I mean, God. And it hurts. I see what men go through. Oh, my God. When that beard be coming out, that little soft, delicate skin will be sticking me out like a porcupine. That really hurts. So if you see mama become the bearded woman, don't laugh at me. Just pray God.
Oh, never that.
Help me find a laser technician that don't charge $1,000, and I'll go ahead and get that done.
Wow.
In the meantime, I just want to say hello, greetings. I love you guys, and I'm not going to read anything today.
Okay.
All right.
Well, I'm just glad that you came
through. For coming through. Absolutely. You're giving
welcome.
Us some love.
Okay.
Very welcome. I always come through as long as I can remember, because y'all too keep my spirits up with your beautiful relationship with the Lord and keeping everybody, on point with their prayers. And so I appreciate you guys, and you've been consistent, and I don't have any complaints.
Thank you, Mama.
That's a beautiful thing.
Appreciate you as well.
That's a beautiful thing. Well, Mama, we're going to send you to the praise lounge, and we're going to run them out for a couple of minutes.
All right.
And,
I'll be listening.
But just think, your memory ain't that bad because you did make it. That's the important
thing.
Yeah, in the end, I got home and I said, well, I was getting sorry. I was called in the show because I said I was. So I did. And I kept my word. So I'm going to get my blessing anyway. All right.
Take our blessings where we get them. Amen.
Okay.
All right.
One
God bless
love,
you.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, wow. That's always a pleasure to hear her voice. Let me see. We don't have any more hands raised, do we? But
no,
we
sir.
Do have the Tiffany Rundown, if you don't mind, my brother, for the upcoming week.
It would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and the Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone with Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J-Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is going to be Renaissance Poetry with Keith Eric, Kimbrella Renee, a.k.a. Hurricane, and Trisha Stansberry. And then Saturday night, y'all, will be in Let's Talk About It, where we do Date Night Differently with yours truly, Poetic. And then we'll be right back here Sunday night, next Sunday, for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Paul, back to you.
Thank you so much, my brother. See, that's an example of when you don't lose parts of your memory. So I guess you were right, Amelia, when you were saying that he is the youngest. Because I can't remember all of that, and he does it so well. That's why I pick on him every week. I couldn't do it. But one more thing that I would like to call upon you to do, if you don't mind, my brother.
It's
always a blessing. It's a blessing to hang out with you and bust it up with you and to listen to the callers, to be blessed by the poetry that's shared here, the testimonies, the prayers. All of that is beautiful. It fills my soul. But there's one thing I think that is even more important than all of that, and that's planting seeds or just letting folks know what's available and where they can get what we talk about so much, where they can get filled for real and can taste that water where they'll never thirst again. And if you don't mind, would
absolutely.
You fill in the rest of that for me?
Yes, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, if you desire to have a relationship with God and you currently do not have one, or want to understand this God that we're talking about, please connect with Paul or myself, and we would be glad to help usher you into the kingdom of God through our experiences and God's written word. Because after all, you got to believe in something. Why not believe in the right thing? So hit any one of us up, and we'll be more than welcome to just show you what God has for you through his word. Amen? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, man. I do sincerely believe that is the most important thing that we have to do on this platform. You know, because the enemy is busy. He's trying to get you any way he can. But when you cover with that blood of Jesus, he done already beat him down once. So, you know, you're in good hands.
Indeed. Indeed.
Good hands.
Folks, before we wind things up this evening, I would just like to let everyone know how much I appreciate their support, their words, their listening. It gives purpose for this platform. You know, without you guys, there'd be no need for it. But this is where we come to be refilled and refreshed, and you guys certainly help do that. You guys help usher the presence of God into this platform. So for that, I say thank you very much. So we're going to go to the throne and play another song before, and then we're going to be out of here. So if you all would, join me at the throne. Heavenly Father, I come before you this evening to just ask your strength, ask for your comfort for my family, for myself at the loss of my niece, Stephanie. Father God, over the last couple of years, there's been a great number of losses within my family. I don't want to seem as though I'm weak. Father, we need your strength to get through all these things. We don't question your word, Lord, because I know you would not do anything that wasn't for the best interest of each of us. Thank you for that. Just need a little help, Lord. Help us get through this. There are many others in the world today, Father God, that are in need of some strength, need of a push, need of a helping hand, Father God. The increase in murders, the crime, the child molestation, all of these crazy things that are going on in the world, Lord, we need you, Father God. We need you to sweep through this nation, Lord, like another Pentecost Sunday, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have done in our lives. Father God, I ask that as we leave this platform this evening, that you would place your hedge of protection around the callers, around the listeners, Father, around those who wanted to come and for whatever reasons could not come, Father. We need you, Lord. We thank you for the platform that you've bestowed upon us. We thank you for the life that you've given us. We thank you, Father God, for just being who you are. And it's in the precious and mighty name of Jesus Christ that I pray. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
Listen, for those of you that are going through, for those of us that are waiting on his promise, understand God has not forgotten you. When times get tough, you got to look up to heaven and encourage yourself and say,
wait on the Lord.
Shall.
They shall run and not be weary.
They shall
walk and never
faint.
Wait. at your neighbor tonight and tell him don't give up.
John P. Keith! John P. Keith!